Is there a major life transition benching you? I know you may be asking, what's next? What's my purpose? What if? Because I've asked those too. Welcome to the Start Your Comeback podcast. I'm Toni Thrash, a certified life coach, and I want to share the tools and practical steps to help you create a winning game plan to move into your new adventure. Hi, welcome back. You're listening to episode 30. We are officially 6 months old now. It has been so fun getting to write and produce this podcast. The whole goal is for you, the listener, to learn some normalcy when walking through a transition and to not be afraid of the sequences that happen. So I would like to ask a favor. Would you mind leaving a review if you've gotten anything at all from this podcast? It sure helps spread the word, and I would greatly appreciate it. Thank you so much. Last week, we dove into the wild and untamed animal called grief. We walked through the 5 stages of grief. Well, we didn't actually walk through them. We talked through the 5 stages of grief. But that was all I had planned for that topic. But as soon as I finished the podcast, it came to me that we all tend to judge ourselves and talk harshly to ourselves when we are grieving. The thing is, grief is the first step to starting your comeback. It's the awareness that life has changed and now we are turning ourselves around to get off that bench and start fresh. Once we've come out of the shock part of grief, we tend to be particularly harsh with ourselves. You might feel your grieving process isn't going according to the norm. Well, what is norm anyway? But remember, there's no such thing as a right or wrong way of coping with a loss. Here are some thoughts that could cross your mind when looking at your own or someone else's way of grieving. The first one is, I am doing this wrong. No. One of the biggest myths about grieving is that everyone goes through it in the same way. Not true. There is no guided journey steps for following. No roadmap, which means there's no correct way of doing it. You might find it useful to remind yourself there's no, I should be feeling this way kind of moment. Which brings us to number 2, I should be feeling ... No, not everyone experiences all the stages or even goes through these emotions the same way. Denial could be more of a sense of shock and disbelief. Maybe the depression stage feels more like irritability than sadness for you. The emotions used to rationalize the stages of grief aren't the only ones you'll experience. You may not even experience them all, and that's natural too. This is no indication that your healing journey is faulty in any way. Your healing experience is unique to you and valid nonetheless. Number 3, this goes first. Remember, there's no specific or linear order for the stages of grief. You could move along the stages one by one, or you could go back and forth. Some days you might feel very sad, and the very next day you could wake up feeling hopeful. Then you could go back to feeling sad. Some days you might even feel both. But in the same way, denial isn't necessarily the first emotion you'll experience. Maybe your first emotional reaction is anger or depression. Number 4, it's taken way too long. Coping with a loss is ultimately a deeply personal and singular experience. Many factors affect how long it takes. Some people navigate through grief in a few days. Others take months or longer to process their loss. I would not set any deadlines for when your grieving process should end. In other words, don't say, in 1 year, I should be over all this. No, in grief, you'll experience some of these emotions in waves of intensity, But in time, you'll notice that this intensity starts to decrease. But if you feel your emotions stay or increase in intensity and frequency, this might be a good time to seek yet professional support one more time. It takes as long as it takes. Number 5, I'm depressed. Going through the stages of grief, particularly the depression stage, isn't equivalent to clinical depression. There's a distinction between having clinical depression and grieving. This means that even though some symptoms might be similar, there are still key differences between both. For example, in grief, the intense sadness will lessen in intensity and frequency as time goes by. You might even experience the sadness at the same time you find temporary relief in happy memories from times before the loss. Remember, there's no deadline for grieving. How long it takes you to process a loss will be what it is for you. Just remember that it is a normal thing to walk through the stages and go back through them again. You may or may not go through them in order, but it is key for you to be aware and recognize where you are. Give yourself some grace. Grief is a difficult process to walk through, and you need to allow some room for that grace in your life. Be easy with yourself. It's important to walk through all the emotions and heal, and not stuff them someplace deep and ignore them. Join me next week as we'll be discussing Mother's Day. I sure appreciate you being here. I'll see you next week. Hey, thanks for listening. I don't take it for granted that you're here. You didn't listen by mistake. If you want to reach out, you can DM me on Instagram at Tony Thrash. Until next week, remember, there's still time left on the clock. Let's get you off the bench to start your comeback. I want to give a special shout out to Country Club for the original music. You can find them on Instagram at Country Club.